With the global health crisis going on, our lives are changing drastically. Mm-hmm. And it has people asking all sorts of important questions about their new daily routines, like, how do I homeschool my kids?
Oh my gosh, seriously.
When's the safest time to go to the grocery store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
And what do you do when you finish Netflix?
You can't.
Did you get to the end of it?
All of it.
You finished it.
Done.
Oh my God.
Nothing left. Now what?
Find the end of the internet, I guess, is your next goal.
Keep trying. Well, one question that a lot of young people are wondering is, what's the dating scene going to look like over the next couple months?
Oh my gosh.
While we're all under quarantine.
Totally.
Maybe even year.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's the reality, man, that we're facing.
A lot of people are wondering what it's going to look like, and we actually have a great way to get some insight into what the answer to that might be while the world is under lockdown. Because we recently hired a new person to the morning show team as our social media coordinator.
Yeah!
Hopefully, she can give us a little peek at what it's like being a 22-year-old single woman during this big outbreak.
Yeah.
Her name's Alexis, and she's in studio with us right now. Alexis,
yay,
welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
Hey. Aw, she's so cute.
Dang, Brooke back up.
Brooke, I'm just saying.
Very easy to win
here.
Brooke over. Alexis, you came to us while you were working part-time as a bartender and a barista.
Yes.
And how's that part-time work going?
Well, closed.
Yeah. Of course. Everything is shut down.
Before the pandemic happened, Alexis, did you have a lot of action going on?
Well, I became single about a few months before all this. Oh. So I'm going to say it is a little disappointing when I was ready to kick off the dating.
You're supposed to be rebounding right
now. The world
now.
Shut down.
Oh. So were you dating pre-pandemic?
Until like January.
Okay, and then what has it been like dating post-pandemic? What's changed?
Well, it's all online now.
Okay.
There's a lot of quarantine jokes out there on the dating apps.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What are they saying?
One example is, now that I'm unemployed, I'm trying to have the quarantine of my life. Or quarantine and chill.
Ooh,
another
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Is that doing it for you?
It's just not. No.
Have you tried it yet? Have you tried any quarantining and chilling?
No. The nice thing about social distancing is it's a pretty good excuse to avoid having to see those people.
Okay. So who do you like? What sort of things are you looking for in a guy?
Online?
Yes.
Or just in
I mean,
general.
That's the only option right now, right?
I mean,
in general, but like,
okay, well,
right now.
Yeah, she's like, online, The Rock? Like a celeb?
Yeah, I guess you definitely go off looks online, as terrible as that is
sure.
to say. Need someone muscular, not too muscular.
Give me a celebrity lookalike.
I really like Christian Bale.
He is so old.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Well, if I had to pick a little bit older.
He's like a senior citizen. Why?
No.
Why would you say Christian Bale? That's
He's
your like celebrity
hot.
Crush?
Is he so hot? He's and the one that like gains weight and loses weight all the time,
I know.
Right?
He was
but
like down
Batman.
To like 80 pounds in that movie, The Boxer or whatever.
You guys stop hating. He's Batman.
In Batman, though.
Yes.
Oh, you like the rich heroes.
I mean, the idea of it, though. He could just swoop me up.
Okay.
I don't know.
What about
okay.
Ryan Reynolds? Like,
Ryan Reynolds is really hot.
She likes older men. I think we're learning that, too.
Okay. That's a thing nowadays. I don't know the last time you all dated, but older men is a thing.
Yeah,
oh, that's
awesome.
A thing that everybody likes?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
when is
awesome.
Older women ever going to be a thing? Like, that's not really a thing.
You keep
it?
Holding out hope, bro.
It
like,
is if you're
I
rich.
Mean, it's only if you're J-Lo. That's
yeah,
the only
exactly.
time
yeah.
it's a thing.
So let's go down a list of dating preferences. I'm going to give you some scenarios here. You tell me which you like better. Like a first date gift, you prefer chocolate or flowers?
Chocolate.
Okay.
Definitely.
What about Netflix and chill or picnics and grill? I just made it a
she
thing.
She likes old guys. So that seems like her hashtag.
Yeah, he's just grilling with
probably
sandals.
Picnics, honestly, because I don't really like silence. So sitting there in a movie, just...
All right. Cribbage and spill for the old guys that
yeah,
she likes.
Sorry.
What about at the end of a first date? Hug or kiss?
Depends on the guy.
Yeah. It's
if I'm into him, kiss. If not...
Tongue or no
handshake.
Tongue?
Not even a hug.
High five.
No tongue. No mm-hmm. tongue?
Oh.
Really?
I stick my tongue all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Brooke's tongue deep within the first 2 minutes of a conversation.
Guys, I was tongue deep in my first kiss ever, and the kid went and sat in the back of the movie theater at the end of it.
No.
And still, my 13-year-old self wasn't smart enough to stop that tongue. Okay?
No, you were not. And Alexis, what about after the date? Text right away, or would you rather they wait a day or two?
Ooh, maybe not like a day, but wait like a few hours, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Till the end of the day.
And are you one to initiate the first had a great time text, or do you wait for them to do it?
Wait, and then maybe if we hang out after a few times, I would say something.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and here's a question. Would you be willing to put your picture up on the show's social media pages?
I mean, yeah, at this point, what have I got to lose?
Oh,
I
mean, you're a rat.
Guys have a lot more free time now that sports are canceled, so
totally. They
are out there on social media. Yeah.
Well, we want you to take the picture next to Brooke so that you could see the difference.
What? The difference of what?
No, just nothing.
Yeah, don't say it, Jack.
What are you saying?
I wish I had a picture of me when I first started working here, because you could definitely tell how young I was.
That is true.
Back then, next to Brooke, you know.
What are you talking about?
We're using her age as our timeline?
I will not be age shamed because we have a 22-year-old now.
No,
okay?
don't be intimidated by her vibrant
She's
youth.
Not intimidated.
I am a little bit. Okay, we don't need side by side photos. It's the same reason I don't need a side by side photo of me when I was 22 to me now.
Well, text in 78592. Should there be a side by side photo of Brooke and Alexis? So, Alexis, if a listener sees your picture and heard the segment and he or she thought, you know, I think I'd be a good match for Alexis, would you be up for going out with them at some point in the future when it's safe?
I would definitely have to stalk their Instagram first, and then I'd make a decision based on that.
All right, so you're saying yes.
Yeah, no,
that's what I heard too.
I heard yes, and just so you know, we don't provide background checks. So
best of
luck out there, Alexis.
Bring your mace.
Oh my gosh,
you,
Alexis.
Go to our social media. You could check out our new social media coordinator, Alexis. Leave her some thirsty DMs on there. Your phone tap is coming up right after this.